Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Donald Trump speaks the truth on Dr. Phil. Man, I can't get enough of this interview. I'm loving it. And the Biden administration changes the EV standards, and we've got a list of drinks that are banned. Banned drinks. Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour on a Friday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here for the week. We appreciate it. Look at me here on a Friday, huh? Don't you make your little jokes, because I'm off next Friday, actually. But it's a whole thing. I'll explain. Anyway, I want to remind you, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. If you want to stop by on Sunday, me and the kids are doing a lemonade stand for Sunday's kids to raise money for some kids with cancer. You heard my interview earlier with Nicole, and stop by. Love to see you. It'd be great to have you swing by and donate and grab a lemonade and say hi to the kids. If you're in the area of Laurel Acres, I don't know exactly where in the park we'll be, but it's huge. But I'm sure you'll be able to find us somewhere. All right. A couple things I got to mention. First of all, I loved this Dr. Phil interview. But my absolute favorite, and I know we played it earlier in the show. I just can't get enough of it. But it's just, you know,
not stupid people. I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. Then people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. It's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people. And
you talk about Schiff's head. Dr. Phil the whole time is just sitting there trying not to crack up. It's hysterical. It really is. The visual is worth watching. Trust me, it's just absolutely hysterical. He's just sitting there trying to keep a straight face as Trump is trashing Adam Schiff's head. But I tell you what, there's so many wonderful things that came out of that interview yesterday. It really did a phenomenal job with Dr. Phil. I thought to myself as I was watching the interview yesterday, I kept thinking, Trump's got such a way about him of just controlling the narrative, like better than anybody. But Dr. Phil has made this resurgence as being the guy who speaks the truth and wisdom. I watch his podcast a lot on personality disorders and other things, and I think he's just a really brilliant guy. The point that he made about how Judge Merchan tipped the scales against Trump, and he had a focus group. And by the end of the focus group, the majority of the people were overwhelmingly supportive of Trump. And this is what we've been saying, right? That the trial and all of the prosecutions against him have been, in fact, helping Trump. Here's a little bit of that from the show yesterday.
Is there, one of the big myths is that the burden of proof lies with the prosecution. Mm-hmm. That is the law. But I can tell you, after years and years and years of trial, the truth is that the jury sits there and says, I'm looking at all this, and if we're not down here for the reason they say we're down here, somebody needs to give me an alternative explanation of why we are down here. So if we're not down here because of what the prosecutors are telling us, then what's the alternative story? What's the alternative explanation? And when you get muzzled in the way that this judge muzzled this case, they're sitting there saying, what's the rest of the story? You're not allowed to testify because you're in jeopardy if you do. They let all of this other stuff in that should never get into the jury box. And so, you know, the scales get tipped. And it gets very, very difficult to get even one juror because there's not an alternative story that if you could tell without being in peril, if you can tell without being intimidated, it would be a very different situation. The burden legally is on the prosecution, but logically
you're
with the jury.
You're guilty until proven innocent.
That's exactly the truth.
Yes.
I can tell you that's the truth with me.
That's how
that's
it plays
happened.
Out. And I did a focus group about this when I did a show on this on Merritt Street. And I had 250 people in, did a focus group, and I said, and overwhelmingly the people were in your favor. But I found those that had questions, and I said, what is your question? They said, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the other part of it.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. But that's the problem, though. I mean, they want to create in people's heads this idea that, there's smoke, there's got to be fire, and that's what their goal was. And I think it backfired against them. Trump also, Dr. Phil also had a moment, too, where he wound up dealing with somebody who was a very vocal Trump critic. And the audience actually laughed at this person. This was a great moment from the interview. Take a listen to this.
Yes, sir.
Great interview. Saw a side of him I hadn't seen before. My name is Keith.
I know your name's Keith.
We've got
a meeting this way.
Yes, sir. I know it. I'm that bad penny. I keep showing up,
Good.
So
just keep showing up.
I still have a problem with voting for somebody for president that is a convicted felon. And I don't know how to overcome that.
That is what?
That is a convicted felon.
Yeah.
That's trouble for me. I don't think that somebody in that capacity should be allowed to run for president, but the rules are the rules.
Well, that's right. And in fact, that goes to our first question on the poll. Let's look at that. The first question was asked, I would vote for a convicted felon for president of the United States. 91% say yes. And then Keith and a few stragglers say no. So 91% of the people say yes. And I don't know if that's because they think that's kind of a bogus conviction or if they think it's a white collar conviction or something. That's something we need to drill down more on. But 91% of the people say they would.
Yeah, except for Keith. All right, Keith. Well, you notice how Keith uses the language convicted felon. You notice that? Keith is a plant, just like those billboards you're seeing everywhere. How I'm a former I'm a Trump voter, but I can't vote for a convicted felon. It's the talking points. It's the seminar callers, as Rush used to call them. It's a joke. It's a joke. And he shuts down a CNN reporter too. I'm telling you, man, this is great. Fantastic.
You're clearly sympathetic to Trump, but you believe that he should drop this talk of revenge. Did he commit to not pursuing that if he was elected president?
Well, first off, I'm sympathetic to what Trump has gone through in this particular trial because I think it was not proper due process for him.
You're clearly sympathetic to Trump.
Because it wasn't due process. But remember there's a time that corporate media pretended like they gave a damn about due process. They don't care about due process. They just want to destroy Donald Trump. The worst comment I've heard yet, I mean, this is truly, is the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. The unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, who, of course, no relation to the George Stephanopoulos who was the hack that worked for the Clintons. No relation whatsoever. This George Stephanopoulos is a completely unbiased journalist who is 20 years old, 24 years old. That George Stephanopoulos, as you know, was killed in a tragic accident when he was stomped to death by a buffalo. And the family had to go to Dr. Phil for some real therapy. It was a very tough time for them. This George Stephanopoulos, no relation, completely unbiased journalist. No relation whatsoever. So it's important to understand that. He went on some stupid podcast yesterday with Mediaite's editor, Aidan McLaughlin. Here's a little bit of that. Take a listen.
Five, and we'll get fact-checked, and we'll just keep barreling through. Or when there's a controversy and he doesn't apologize for it, when any other politician in the history of politics would...
But I think, and that means, I mean, it's going to be a challenge for those who are doing the debate in June. I mean, I think it's journalistic malpractice to do a live interview with President Trump on television. Because
what do you think about the? Because it sounds like the debate.
Journalist malpractice to sit down and do a live interview with Donald Trump. Journalist malpractice. Okay, just keep that in mind. Journalist malpractice to sit down and do a live interview with Donald Trump. This is the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos saying this to us. Okay, go ahead.
President Trump on television.
It sounds like the debates are going to have they're going to have a there's no audience. They're allowed right. to cut the mics. What do you think of the parameters around
that? Helps. I think that helps a bit. I don't know exactly how the mic thing is going to work. I mean, we'll see. But I do think that those conditions help a bit. But it's still a very, very complicated thing to do. And it's also, you know, one of the former president's techniques is also simply to keep on changing the subject. I think that's something that has always been perilous, you know, a challenge for interviewers, but the same thing will happen in the debate. I mean, I, for one, don't.
And it's not like you've ever prepped a president for a debate, George, because you're an unbiased journalist. Your background is in unbiased journalism. It's not in being a Democrat hack who helped prep Bill Clinton for debates. And also, I should mention, in addition to that, helped run the damage control on the quote unquote bimbo eruptions. Because that was a very different George Stephanopoulos, who actually, ironically enough, was crushed to death by a trailer. And they said that you take a $20 bill around a trailer park, it's amazing what happened. That George Stephanopoulos was crushed to death by a trailer. So no relation. This is a totally different guy, and that's just his strong, unbiased journalist opinion that it's journalist malpractice to sit down and do an interview live with the former and future president of the United States of America. Got it? It's just amazing. Just amazing. And the other thing too is that I loved this. Dr. Phil was censored. He had a promo video featuring Trump, and he was censored. And he pointed it out, and he said to everybody, it was censored. So you see, the corporate media and the big tech and government, the unholy triad is still very strong. The unholy triad is still very strong in working together to make sure that Joe Biden wins, or at least Donald Trump loses. And we're seeing this now with the warnings about the bird flu, and we're seeing this now with the nonsense that's coming out. So this is what they did to him.
We put up promos on the social media platforms about the interview for people to watch. And we submitted a promo to TikTok. And they said, well, we need to review this. to see if it's consistent with community standards. It was just the promo here. I mean, it wasn't saying let's go stomp baby kittens to death or anything. And usually, now I don't do a lot of this myself, it gets put up, but usually the review is like 10 seconds because they run through like an algorithm or something and make sure it doesn't have something in it that shouldn't be there. And an hour later, which is usually like 2 seconds or 10 seconds, an hour later, the message came back rejected. They would not put it up. And which is really disturbing to me because it was just a news promo. It was just a news promo. And it's not like I'm a known conspiracy wacko or something. And I've got 7 or 8 million followers there, so it's not like I'm an unknown person to them. But they wouldn't put it up because it had Trump in it. They didn't even know if it was pro or con. It had Trump in it. They wouldn't put it up. That's concerning to me. But we put it on there because we wanted to get young people. Hey, watch this and find out who this really is. Maybe you'll hate them. And so at least you'll know it'll be based on fact.
No, see, it's the triad, the dark triad, the unholy triad, corporate media, big tech and government working together again to try to stop him. The problem for them, though, of course, is that it's all blowing up around them. I mean, Georgia, for example, it's over. It's over in Georgia. You even had an analyst on, I don't know, one of the CNN. Yeah, their top legal expert said the same thing. Former U.S. Attorney Eli Honig, who said, you know, there's a good chance the criminal charges will completely fall apart now the case has been postponed. And it's over. And there's no doubt in my mind it's over, because when you look at all the facts of the case, when you look at everything here and you understand what they were basing this on, there's a high probability another prosecutor looks at this case and says, this is nonsense. RICO? Seriously? Here's Eli Honig.
I want to get your take on this in a moment. But Ellie, I mean, if we thought the Georgia case was doomed from the start, this is essentially cementing that.
It's over. Let's be realistic. It's not happening before the 2024 election. It's not happening in 2024. It's maybe not happening at all. Now, look, the appeals court, we can never predict what they're going to do, but there's some things we know for sure. Number one, they didn't have to take this case, the appeal, and they chose to. The other thing is, they didn't have to pause the district court. In fact, the trial court judge, when he issued his ruling allowing Donald Trump and the others to ask the appeals court to take the case, the trial court judge specified, while you all are doing that, I'm going to continue holding proceedings in this trial court. And now today, just a couple hours ago, the appeals court said, no, pause that too. So that tells me that they're taking this appeal very seriously. And if Trump and the defendants prevail on this appeal, this case is essentially toast.
It's toast. Kayla Collins is not happy about that, though, but it's toast.
Talking about Judge McAfee, he was still ruling on some pretrial motions, going ahead with things. All of that is now frozen. And I mean, we're not even going to get a decision on the appeals court until next spring.
Yeah, we won't.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nah, this is over. Come on. You know it and I know it. It's over. Stop. It's over. But I will tell you, though, that it's important to realize that Joe Biden is probably not going to be the nominee. I put the poll question on Twitter. I asked it yesterday. Let me give you the results. Here's the results. Did the poll we had 67% say no, Joe Biden will not be the nominee, and 33% said yes, Joe Biden will be the nominee at the convention. If it happens that way where they swap him out, and the biggest hurdle to doing this is Kamala Harris. It's the biggest hurdle. She can't be the nominee. She's more unpopular than him. And I know that that's not grammatically correct, but it's an important way of saying it. She's more unpopular than Joe Biden is. Not less popular. Less popular means that you can build somebody up. And that's why I use the words the way that I do. Less popular implies that, well, you just have to promote them more. You've got to just do more things to get people to know who that person is. And then you can boost the popularity. When you say somebody's more unpopular than somebody, that means that they've got a deficit there that you can't fix. She's a known entity and a known quantity, and people don't like her. That's not going to change. That's not going to change. And so when you look at that and you factor that in, you realize, how do you deal with Kamala Harris, first black woman vice president? How do you get rid of her? How do you whack her off the ticket and move her away? And, you know, the way you'll know this is going to happen is if Sonia Sotomayor retires from the Supreme Court. Because then that's easy. Then you just move her over there, and then you can have a fresh ticket. And the only way they win in November is if they pull a stunt like that. I still don't think they win, but that's their only chance that they have. That's it. That's the chance. That's it. That's their big Hail Mary here. All right, we got a lot more to come. My buddy Linda Kearns is going to join us next. How do we ensure election integrity in Pennsylvania? What can you do? Your part. How can you help? Okay, we're going to talk about that on a Friday evening. I'm so excited, though, because in a couple weeks, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm so excited. My happy place. I can't wait. And the Grand Hotel of Cape May makes it so easy for you to have the incredible vacation that you deserve. Please don't. Come on. Don't. Forgo your summer vacation. The kids love it. Memories. You got to do it. But here's why the Grand Hotel makes it easy. They figured out how to make it affordable, and you get all the amenities of a resort while you're still finding ways to save money. First of all, they give you resort credits. Now, these resort credits can be used on property how you want to use them. And the longer you stay, the more you save. For example, you stay a week, you're going to get $70 a night in resort credits. So that's 650, that's like 600 bucks right there. You can use right on property, right on site, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But all the suites, the rooms, the townhouses, they also have kitchenettes. They've got refrigerators. So they've got everything that you need to be able to store drinks and make some food and save some money that way, too. It's like going to a shore house, but unlike a shore house, if it rains, you've got the indoor heated pool, a gigantic outdoor heated pool if it's a bad beach day. Excuse me. You also have the amenities of housekeeping and everything else. So the Grand Hotel gives you the ability to enjoy your summer vacation in an affordable, family-friendly way. Just call them today at 800-257-8550 or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. It's my happy place for a reason, and you're going to love it. GrandHotelKMA.com. We'll see you there live Friday, June 21st for our next live show. Book that summer vacation for that June midweek stay. Do it today. Get the best rates by going direct to them. GrandHotelKMA.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yesterday, I had Dave McCormick on the show, as you know. We talked about protecting the vote, the integrity of the vote. And as McCormick said, look, we have to go into this eyes wide open as we head into November. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. My friend Linda Kearns is doing her part to protect the vote. And she joins me right now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Rich. And I heard McCormick yesterday. And yes, we all have to get out from both McCormick and Trump. But remember, in 2016, what your listeners might not realize, we had a robust poll watcher operation in Philadelphia. And it wasn't quite as strong in 2020. So what was the difference between 2016 and 2020? And I can't let that happen in 2024. I need thousands of people out. And so I'm asking your listeners to go to protectthevote.com, sign up, take off from work on November 5th and help put Trump and McCormick over the finish line.
So what does it mean to protect the vote and be a poll watcher? Could you explain the process for us?
Yeah, well, you know, Rich, I was listening to your incredibly inspiring D-Day coverage yesterday.
Oh,
and you just kept reminding us about the brave men and women that gave their lives to stop Hitler. And unfortunately, now it's become not just okay, but it's expected to personally attack the candidate, not just the candidate's ideas. So we have Robert De Niro, we have those harpies on The View, we have opinion journals, we have news shows, even the Biden-Harris campaign. They're constantly comparing Trump to Hitler, to a Nazi, to a fascist. And those words mean something because Hitler murdered millions of people. And I'm fearful that these ideas could be seeping into the people involved in elections. And I need watchers to keep those people honest, because I don't want the people running our elections who want Biden to win feel that they have a moral duty to make sure that happens. Pennsylvania law allows me to have people watch. You sit in a polling place, the polls open at 7, you have to get there at 6:30, and you watch. You make sure the rules are being followed. Similarly, I need people at the counting to watch them open the mail ballots. It's not glamorous, but I need thousands of people, mostly in Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, and I'm counting on your listeners to go to protectthevote.com and volunteer.
Can we do it in New Jersey, too? Because New Jersey's election the other day was strange. I mean, I live in Burlington County. I went in there. I voted on the machine, as I've always done. Then there's a paper printout, and then it goes into a box thingy. Now, I guess that's good because there's a paper receipt. I think that's probably a good thing. This way, if the machines go down or whatever, there's a backup. But I noticed as I was looking around the room that it seemed to be a lot of Democrats who were working the polls that day. And my friend Laura texted me and said, we got to get some Republican poll watchers. So can we expand this operation into New Jersey as well?
You know, Rich, you contacted me about that, and I was already on the phone with the National Republican Senatorial Committee to talk about that race, so I'm hoping that we can get some people for that. But, you know, with regard to what your friend said and what you said about all the Democrats, remember, Americans, our entire life, we're getting these subtle and not so subtle messages. It's okay to be a vigilante. It's okay to be an anti-hero. Think of your boy Batman you're always talking about, or Robin Hood, or Walter White, or Tony Soprano. You're told, be a hero. And I don't want these Democrats to think I'm going to be a hero. Human nature is what it is. I don't want them in there administering the elections in the polling places or counting ballots and thinking, you know what, maybe I should do whatever I can to make sure Biden wins. And I know from past experience, Rich, I know when I have people being closely watched, they toe the line. Just having someone in there watching, it kills some of this bad behavior. I don't want anyone to be a hero or a vigilante and think, well, Trump can't be president because he's Hitler. He's a fascist. I want our people to watch them. And I need so many people. And that's why I keep coming on and asking your voters to go to protectthevote.com.
Secure elections are the cornerstone of American democracy. Your help is critical to ensure the election is fair and honest. Republican poll watchers and workers are needed in Pennsylvania for election integrity operations during the 2024 election season. So you go to protectthevote.com and sign up. Now, Linda Kearns, you also have on this page some legal activity as well. There's a tab for that. And I was reading some of those stories. I just want to ask you, where do things stand in Pennsylvania with regards to naked ballots and mail ballots and dating the ballots and the and all of that that's been in the news?
Rich, it is complete chaos. That's all I can tell you about that. It is complete chaos because while the law says and courts have said that there needs to be a secrecy envelope and that these ballots need to be dated. In Pennsylvania, we have 67 counties and they're taking it into their own hands. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of uniformity. We have a lot of lawsuits going on to try to correct that. But I don't want your voters, your listeners to be discouraged because believe it or not, more people in Pennsylvania vote at the polls than by mail. And this election is going to get won by turnout. And I hear you on the radio saying, Trump's going to win. And I get a little nervous because I don't want people to think, oh, it's in the bag, stay home. I mean, we need everybody out to vote because turnout is what's going to win it. And if there are discrepancies on some of those mail ballots, if we have so many votes for Trump that it doesn't matter, then we win. And that's what we need to do in November.
Yeah, it's so funny. I talk to people sometimes and they say to me, it doesn't matter because they're going to steal it. It doesn't matter. They're going to cheat. And I say, if you go into this election with that attitude, Trump might as well just drop out tomorrow because then we have zero chance. We have no chance whatsoever. So we got to lose this defeatist attitude and we got to lose this idea that we're going into this already losing. That Linda Kearns really drives me crazy. And I get disappointed in people when they say that. But at the same time, I understand the sentiment. I understand where it's coming from, that we all saw in Pennsylvania the trick the Supreme Court pulled when they usurped the legislature and decided to rewrite election law at the last minute. We've seen these things before. We saw in New Jersey many, many years ago when Robert Torricelli dropped out of the race, passed the election deadline, and the New Jersey Supreme Court said, that's okay, put somebody else on the ballot, even though the ballots had already been mailed out overseas. We've seen the tricks, and people have a right to be skeptical But that's no excuse. That's no excuse. You have to keep your foot on the gas and you got to work. Otherwise, what's the point? Trump should just go back to Mar-a-Lago and give it up.
Right, Rich, because I realize it's so upsetting to me as an attorney when the law is not being followed and when there's different rules in different counties. But when you look at the actual numbers of those ballots, it's probably not enough to change the election. And your voters need to know that. Like, I want them to follow the law, but again, more people are voting at the polls than are voting by mail. So if we at least get the turnout, we're going to win this. But it means everyone has to turn out. And if you think you're going to be working or not available on election day, then vote by mail. And if you are nervous about your mail ballot, then bring it to the right to the election office and make sure that they accept it right there, so you don't have to worry about it through the mail. But it just means everyone has to just make sure they participate and not get dissuaded by all this noise that's out there.
Yeah, well said, Linda Kearns. Well said. Well, protectthevote.com, protectthevote.com. Volunteer today. Contribute. Sign up. Contribute's good, too. I mean, you need some, you got to wet your beak. You're not going to wet your beak, but I mean, the operation needs to get some, I should restate that. I don't think this is like a money laundering operation. You need.
Yes, we did get a lot of contributions, as you know, after that verdict, because Americans are not happy with the way things are going. But I just need people. I need their time. I need them to get up early in the morning. And I know you don't like to do that, Rich.
Oh, that's unfair to say that I don't like to get up early in the morning. I get up at about 8:30. It's great.
Well, hey, Matt DeSantis, what time does he have to be at work? Maybe he can poll watch for me until it's time to come to work. Have him hit me up, and I'll put him in a polling place before work.
Actually, my daughter Reagan comes into my bedroom usually about 6:15 every morning and is our wake-up call. She's like a rooster crowing in the hallway. So, you know. Linda Kearns, protectthevote.com. Thanks, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we will be talking again very, very soon.
Thank you so much, Rich.
And I want to tell you, as we continue along the show today, that we have our big event coming up with Jack Carr. It is June 25th, and I'm excited for it, and I want you to be there with us. It's going to be a great, great day. Jack is the man. His new book, Red Sky Morning, is outstanding, and I'm already starting to read it, and I already love it. So please, mark your calendar for our next Politics and Pints on Tuesday, June 25th, at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. Now, look, there's a lot of rain lately. Have you noticed? Have you noticed your yard? Have you looked around at your yard? Have you noticed the fact that there's water problems? If you have any water problems, please, I'm begging you, reach out to my friends at Garden State Earthworks, GardenStateEarthworks.com. They are the absolute best at what they do, and they will solve your water problems for good. But here's the catch, okay? They're busy. They're super busy because they're the best at what they do. So they're in high demand. But if you call them and you use my name, they will make you a priority because Lou is one of my good friends. No, I mean that. He really is. Like, he and his wife Trish come over for dinner. He makes wine.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Take wine, we trade wine, we have cigars together. I love the guy. He's a great guy. He's a big teddy bear, and he'll get the work done for you. That's guaranteed. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Okay? That's the number to call. And go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. GardenStateEarthworks.com. You will absolutely have your water problem solved. So if you've got any water problems in your hardscaping, landscaping, swimming pool, your pool liner shifting, anything like that, basement, getting in the basement, causing water damage, GardenStateEarthworks.com. 856-848-4444.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I want to talk about a great organization, and it recognizes the importance of Philadelphia and the greater Philadelphia region and privately owned companies in that region. A lot of jobs, a lot of money, a lot of people here hard at work to make this region great. Raymond Lee joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Raymond is the co-president of the Philadelphia Forum 100. Raymond, thanks for making time today. I appreciate it.
Hi, Rich. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. So first of all, tell us a little bit about the organization, the Philadelphia 100 organization, how it came to be, and the kind of companies that are involved.
Rich, I appreciate it. Yes, the Philadelphia 100 Forum. It's a 35-year organization. We're a nonprofit. And we really started 35 years ago to recognize the region's fastest growing companies. And what's really interesting is some of the brands that you recognize, Foreman Mills, Urban Outfitters, Kremer Eye Laser Center, are a few of the early recipients of this most prestigious award of fastest growing companies. And we're still recognizing these companies today.
Yeah, and that's an important point, because obviously this region has a tremendous amount of talent, and people need to understand that. We also have some incredible brands. I mean, it's sometimes whenever I'm talking to people from around the country and they go, oh, so that company's there? And I say, yeah, we've got a lot in this region. People think of New York City or they think of California or something, but no, hey, right here in the Philadelphia greater region, we've got this. So the Philadelphia 100 Forum, the exclusive membership organization where Philadelphia 100 CEO winners and other job growth-oriented leaders meet for meaningful connections and peer-to-peer learning and growth opportunities. Now, what's important about this interview today, and the reason why, Raymond, I asked for you to join us on the show, is that you've got the annual award show coming up. And tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right, Rich. And I like to say that we're Philadelphia's best-kept secret to entrepreneurs who are working hard day-to-day to grow their organizations. And yes, while we're here today, is our award application just opened a couple of weeks ago, where entrepreneurs who are leading fast-growing companies in the Philadelphia region, it also covers a couple counties in New Jersey, New Castle County in Delaware, If you're interested in applying to the Philadelphia 100 award, applications are now open. You could go to our website, philly100.org, and follow the links to apply to the application. Applications close June 7th, and we actually celebrate the winners later in the fall. But today, the applications are now open to entrepreneurs who want to be recognized as Philadelphia's top fastest growing companies in the region.
So last year, in 2023, the number one company out of the 100 was a company called, and maybe hopefully I'm saying this correctly, Zelium Construction. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's right. Zelium Construction. That's correct.
So how do they get the coveted number one spot?
Well, so what we do is we look at three consecutive years of top line revenue is our metric. Mm-hmm. So when you apply, you have to put your last 3 years of revenue. And then we look at the percentage of growth from year one to year three. And they had the highest level of percentage. It was probably over 1,000%. And one other point that I'd like to make is that the integrity of the award over the last 35 years has been incredibly strong. We use Kreischer Miller's auditing firm to audit the numbers. So, you know, the validity and the accuracy of those numbers are audited as the basis for your growth.
Mm-hmm. And that's excellent. And I noticed that as I'm looking at a lot of these companies, they're not exactly household names, which is a good thing, I think, because what we're finding here is we're recognizing companies that contribute greatly to the region, hire a lot of people. It's probably people listening, you know, to the show right now who work for one of these 100. But they're not necessarily household names you're going to sit around the kitchen table at night and have dinner and talk about.
You're right. But, you know, I think about the couple that I mentioned early on, you know, Foreman Mills started mm-hmm. with one store. Kremer Eye Laser Center started with one facility. And so at the time, you know, here in Philadelphia, those weren't brands that you would recognize as well. And so, you know, what's interesting is some of these entrepreneurs here in Philadelphia are launching companies that are service business, tech, pharmaceuticals, whatever the case may be. And one day they're striving to be a household name brand that individuals around the country will recognize.
Philly100.org is the website, and you are taking memberships. I'll go over some of the criteria. Be in business for 3 years or more, have over $1 million in annual revenue, have a CEO or president title, lead a growth-oriented business. And you can also attend meetings to determine your interest. And so if you do join the Philadelphia 100 Forum, somebody's listening right now, they're an entrepreneur, a small business or medium business, and they want to be part of this, what can they expect when they join this kind of peer-to-peer organization? Are you still with us, Raymond? Hello?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, I lost you for a second.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. Can you edit this out?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Yeah. So, the Philly 100 Forum, there's a number of value added benefits to being a member. You can obviously, you network with other CEOs that are of high growth companies. You attend events, content, peer-to-peer learning. The association and the membership is something that CEOs really appreciate because, you know, they are running companies and we're helping them with providing them with content to solve their unique business challenges. And so the member organization has a tremendous amount of benefits that go along with winning the prestigious award.
By the way, your company, Career Minds, you help HR support employees through career transition. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Rich. And I mentioned my introduction. I'm the co-president of the Philadelphia 100 Forum. I've been on the board for several years. My company, Career Minds, I launched over 15 years ago. We do career transition services. We raise some venture capital from some VCs here in Philadelphia. And we were a Philly 100 award recipient back in 2014, and we won six consecutive years as a recognized fastest growing company. And, you know, fortunate for myself, I sold the company 2 years ago, and I'm now, you know, part of the forum, and I'm on the board of directors. I'm a co-president, so I'm kind of giving back to those entrepreneurs who are just starting out. And so I believe in the award. I believe in the forum. It certainly has, you know, the branding that you get with being a fastest growing company in Philadelphia is tremendous, and it certainly has helped lead me to a potential exit and an acquisition. So I guess, you know, I am
good for you. That's
I'm a
great
spokesperson.
And you're an author as well. Your book, Clocking Out, A Stress-Free Guide to Career Transitions. Raymond Lee, I think it's important for a lot of people right now. And I would imagine since COVID, a lot of people have made career transitions. And for many of them, it may be because of the opportunities to work remote, or maybe it's because of the opportunities to be able to try something new just because of the fact that they had to, right? I mean, it's been an incredible time for transitions itself in the job market.
Yeah, so that's certainly it's a really good point. Our business, Career Minds, was COVID was good to us because individuals really, after COVID, really were evaluating, mm-hmm. you know, their life meaning and purpose and really what they wanted to do. And it led to a lot of shift in the marketplace. And yeah, so that book really helps provide guidance to individuals who are looking to make a career transition. And actually just launched a podcast a couple of weeks ago titled Clocking Out, Rich. So, you know, I appreciate that. It's become quite, you know, a theme for people as they're really looking to find what is going to fulfill their life and look for a career. And I'm seeing a lot of people making significant job moves because, you know, where they're working today isn't fulfilling.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that COVID has really provided a wake up call to people in terms of life is short.
Have you seen a lot of burnout, Raymond? I mean, that's one of the topics we've talked a lot about on this show over the years, is just people experiencing burnout for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, companies, corporations are doing a lot more with less in terms of, you know, capacity. And yeah, people are, you know, being forced to work, you know, long hours. You know, companies are reducing headcount and having employees increase capacity. And, you know, certainly AI is, you know, being implemented in companies to automate a lot of the manual administrative work tasks. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are being pushed to capacity, and it's leading to burnout. And, you know, it gets an individual thinking about, you know, what's important to me, you know, working till 8 o'clock at night, or getting the opportunity to go to my kid's softball game or field hockey game. And, you know, people are really reprioritizing what's meaningful to them and their families.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. The event is Thursday, October 17th. The organization is philly100.org. Raymond Lee is the co-president, as they honor privately held companies in the Philadelphia region, the greater Philadelphia region, as this is one of the most sought after awards in the region. Well, I think it's a tremendous organization. I think it's great you're getting the word out about it. And I think it's great that there exists something like the Philadelphia 100 Forum, and that people who are, because again, publicly held companies have advantages that privately held companies don't. And at the very same time, privately held companies have a tremendous opportunity right now because of the fact that they are privately held, where they can grow and they can attract talent who, you know, might be sick and tired, quite frankly, of working for a gigantic corporation that I don't know, just views them as a number or something. So there's something very personal about this to a lot of people listening. And congratulations on this great organization.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate the opportunity.
Definitely. Raymond Lee, philly100.org, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.